Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled The Christian First Aid Kit was recorded at our 2010 Fort Worth Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
It's amazing people that come to me and some of the questions, and you know, again, nobody starts a complete spiritual giant. You have to grow. There is a growth in the Christian life. You have to learn. But I meet people all of the time that are 20, 30, 40, 50 years old in the Lord, and they don't understand the basics. They don't understand anything. Probably, you could ask David Hardesty to verify this, that probably one of the most common comments that we get, people say, I have been a Christian for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, and I've learned more in 2 months watching your television program than I have learned in 30 years in church. That's a shame. I mean, it's wonderful that they're receiving, but it's a shame that people just aren't growing. You know why? Because the Holy Spirit gives revelation. This isn't just intellectual. It's not just something that you learn through your brain. You have to have it by revelation. You know, the things that the Lord has spoken to me that have changed my life. I could spend hours on this. But I was over in Dallas. We were at the Kingsley Place Apartments right after Jamie and I got married. And I would spend 10 to 12 hours a day just studying the Word. Studying, studying, studying. I had hundreds of scriptures that were ministering to me. But if you would have asked me, what do they mean? I couldn't have told you. My heart was burning, but my head hadn't got it yet. And so I would study for 10 to 12 hours a day, month after month. And then, after I'd studied for 10 or 12 hours, I'd go into our little closet in our apartment, move the shoes, and sit in there and close the door, because it's just a one-bedroom apartment. And I'd pray in tongues for an hour or two and ask God, God, show me what this means. And I did that every day for months, probably at least 6 months, and prayed over this. And then, long story, but the bottom line is, in 1 week's time, it's like an atomic bomb went off on the inside of me. And I got revelation. I saw things that I had never seen, that I'd never heard anybody else say. And basically, I am preaching today what I saw 40-something years ago through praying in tongues and studying the Word and asking God to give me revelation. And it came by the revelation of the Holy Spirit. And that speaking in tongues and seeking God was an important part of it. And yet most people just don't put any effort into it. God, I've got 5 minutes before my favorite show comes on, and if you can change my life in the next 5 minutes, have at it. And that's about the way that it works. But the Lord said, you shall seek me and find me when you shall search with all of your heart. And the Holy Spirit is so important. Man, it's essential. He is sent to teach us all things. What's included in all things? All things. And bring to your remembrance whatsoever the Holy Spirit has spoken unto you. How many times have you ever been shown something by the Lord and you think, oh, I got it. And then you go a few months or a year and you have another crisis come up and you're already in trouble before you remember. Oh, man, God told me this. I should have done this. And you wonder what's going on. You didn't remember it because we haven't been flowing in the Holy Spirit. If we give place to the Holy Spirit and depend upon the Holy Spirit in our life, He will bring things to your remembrance. He'll make you look smart. If you lean under your own understanding, that's the reason we get into all of the trouble that we've got. Boy, these are powerful verses. I use this verse a lot. In chapter 15, he said down here in verse 26, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. Again, this is talking about that the Holy Spirit gives revelation of Jesus. When Jesus was walking on the road to Emmaus with his two disciples, it says, then opened he, in Luke 24:45, then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. You know, I don't have the words to explain this properly, but the Word of God isn't written to your head. It's written to your heart. It's revealed from faith to faith. It's spirit to spirit. That's not to say that it's not logical. It is logical, but it's not the wisdom of this world. It's a spiritual wisdom that has to be revealed to you, revelation knowledge by the Holy Spirit. And these men were walking with Jesus and didn't recognize him and couldn't receive. And then Jesus opened their understanding. That's a ministry of the Holy Spirit. That's what all of these verses are talking about. The Holy Spirit just gave them revelation knowledge. You know, I was just in Hong Kong, and there's the son of the man who was the pastor in Hong Kong wrote a book about a subject that, man, I have never heard another person in my life teach on. And it's something that the Lord showed me 40 years ago, and I've never heard another person ever confirm it. Matter of fact, I've quit preaching on it pretty much because everybody gave me such a hard time about it. And he wrote a book, and I started reading it, and I'm amazed at the revelation this guy's got. And I was really blessed by it, and I started talking to them, and his parents told me that he had a man come and prophesy over him and lay hands on him and use that scripture, Luke 24:45, open their understanding. And he saw the Lord, and he just has received supernatural revelation, and it really impressed me. It really touched me. And I believe that this can happen. This is what happened to me in part. Back when I was describing it to you, the Holy Spirit has to reveal things to you. But it's not going to happen if we aren't sensitive to the Holy Spirit, if we aren't listening to the Holy Spirit. And most of us spend so much time in our natural mind and not in our heart that it hinders the Holy Spirit. We think in the carnal realm and we don't listen to the Spirit of God. Man, we need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. This is what Jesus is talking about. Look at this in chapter 16. This is an amazing scripture. In verse 7, it says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." What a radical scripture that is. Jesus is saying to his disciples, it's better for you that I leave. The Holy Spirit is actually better than me as far as his ministry, because Jesus in his physical body was limited to one place. He couldn't be in every place. The Holy Spirit will be everywhere. The Holy Spirit will be inside them, giving them supernatural inspiration. Instead of guiding them from the outside like a horse or a mule that you put a bridle in their mouth and you turn them by pain and things like that, the Holy Spirit comes in and he's the comforter. And he inspires us, and he's inside of every one of us. And Jesus is saying it's actually to your advantage. That's what the word expedient means. It's better to have the Holy Spirit than it is to have Jesus. That's a radical statement. Some of you might think, well, that's heresy. How dare you say that? Jesus said it. It is expedient for you that I go away, because if I don't go away, the Holy Spirit won't come. But if I go away, I will send him unto you. You know, most of us, if I hadn't read this scripture and I said, which would you rather have, the Holy Spirit, just like we have today in us and among us, where two or three are gathered together, there the Holy Spirit is among us. How many of you would rather have this, or would you rather have Jesus in his physical body walk down the aisle? If I hadn't built up to this, nearly every Christian in here, oh man, I'd love to see Jesus in his physical body walk down here. Jesus says it's better to have the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Most of us would be thrilled to be one of Jesus' disciples and walk with him and hear him speak and see him with your physical eyes. Jesus says it's better what we have. That is just nearly hard to believe. That's because we don't value the Holy Spirit and the ministry of the Holy Spirit the way that Jesus taught. Having the Holy Spirit with us is powerful. We are God-possessed people. And yet, brothers and sisters, I'm not saying this to be mean. I'm trying to open up our eyes. But most of us are living just like our neighbors that don't even know the Lord. When they talk about some swine flu, some sickness coming through, the Christians run and hide and panic and get fearful the same way that people that aren't God-possessed. When they talk about recession, the Christians plan for defeat just the same as people that don't even have God on the inside of them. Christians are afraid just the same way. You know, when 9/11 happened, man, I talked to many, many Christians. Said, I'll never fly again. They just lost all of their fear and their confidence and stuff, and people panicked. There are Christians that are afraid of heights. They're afraid of dogs. They're afraid of this. They're afraid of everything. They have a spirit of fear. because they aren't walking in the love and in the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit inside of you ought to make you different. It has the potential to change every one of us, but it's not going to happen unless you renew your mind. It has to be a combination. The Holy Spirit comes on the inside, but then you have to renew your mind and be bold and mix it with faith. And there are just so many Christians that are living like they're nothing but a mere man or woman. That's the reason I hate that old song about, Lord, I'm only human. I'm just a man. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. That song will kill you. I am not only human. I am not just a man. I'm wall-to-wall Holy Ghost. I've got the power of God living on the inside of me. I ought to expect something different. I should expect victory. I should expect power. I ought to expect more than a person that doesn't know the Lord. There ought to be a difference between a person who's alive and one that's dead. Amen. A friend of mine was holding a church service and a guy died. They called 911 and they took out half the congregation before they found the dead man. Man, you look alive. The buzzards are coming. Praise God. We need to show some life. We need to start living in some victory. The Holy Spirit should make you different than somebody else. And yet I know Christians that are as defeated and discouraged and hurt and pain as a person that doesn't have God. This just does not compute. I can understand it in a sense because they just are ignorant, are totally not using what they have. But if you have the Holy Spirit, all you got to do is just start speaking in tongues and boom, the power of God is released. It's like having an atom and speaking in tongues splits the atom and releases the power that's on the inside of it. And if you've got the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the ability to speak in tongues and aren't using it, I just don't really feel real sorry for you.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled The Christian First Aid Kit. This 6-part series was recorded at our 2010 Fort Worth Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1070C for CD or R3213D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RSK20C when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to call our helpline. We have some tremendous people answering the phone, some of my best friends, and every single person on the phones has been taught, and we see miraculous things happen. I mean, I could spend a lot of time talking about the testimonies, but the bottom line is that there is help available to you. Not only can you get the materials if you'll ask for them, but there's people that can pray with you, there's people that can answer your questions, and they would love to be able to help you any way they can. We're open from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. every weekday, except a holiday. Our number is 719-635-1111. That's 719-635-1111.